All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
You're watching Oilers Nation every day with Tyler Yaremchuk. Your one-stop shop for all things Oilers.
It was the 21st century poet Andy Samberg who said, quote, "I'm on a boat, bitch. Let's get into it with the lead." Welcome into Oilers Nation every day. A very special live on location edition of the show. We are out at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. And Liam, we are on a boat.
Whoa.
Yeah, hopefully we don't hit any rough waters, choppy seas,
icebergs.
That would not be ideal either. Welcome into the show. Are we actually in the test pool? No, but we're going to go get a chance to take a peek at it in a little bit.
Yeah,
that's exciting for us. That's been a big part of our show for a while now.
Another big part of today. No shoe show.
Yep. No shoes.
I have my Christmas socks on. So, and Tyler has his non-Christmas socks.
Normal
on.
Socks.
Festive today.
There's some good pictures there from our boy AB flashing those up. There's a nice little view of what we got cooking up here.
That's some good,
really doing good the show animals. From a boat. We've done a show that's been totally powered by an F-150 Lightning.
Yeah,
over at Sherwood Ford the Giant.
It's over there, rock throw
just
away.
Over there, yeah, it's. I didn't even have to put Sherwood Power Sports and Marine into my Google Maps because I just knew where Sherwood Ford the Giant was, and I knew if I just kept driving around in some direction, eventually I'd find this building, and it is absolutely beautiful. We talk a lot about the sleek all black exterior, but actually being in here now is quite something. Obviously, the boats, we are in a Caymus DV22. Mm-hmm. So for all you boat nerds out there, you can probably tell me what an absolute beauty this thing is. There's a ton of buttons down there. There's a lot going on.
The floor looks great.
Yeah.
Very comfortable.
That's why we had to take off our shoes.
Yeah. The seating is very nice. This seat, I think we're going to put Jay on here.
Yeah. So that, I think that's called the captain's seat, Liam.
Really?
Yeah, and we were going to have someone sit there, but it's kind of awkward. It's an awkward, you know, think about eye level. Spooky. You know, you're looking at me, you're looking at Liam, whoever's sitting here. It's not a great area to be looking at.
So we decided to put the tallest man in our company on that chair when he gets here. Mm-hmm. He will get here. As he said, I spaced out.
Which is just a 10 out of 10 text to receive from Jay. Because we were sitting here the whole time, and we were talking to a couple of guys from Sherwood Power Sports. And they're like, oh, like, do you have a third person? I thought you had a third person. It's like, oh. We do have a third person. He'll be here at 11:58, though.
He's just the busiest man I know.
He really is. So we are, even though this is a on-location edition of the show, we're going to have all of our usual
Sherwood Ford giant game day things going on.
Yep.
We got keys to victory for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. We got our game notes. Also, it is a Wednesday, which, I mean, our Wednesdays are always loaded. Frank Saravalli will be by in like 15-ish minutes. We're going to talk a little bit of trade with Frank Saravalli, and then also Liam's game, your chance to win $25 to Nation Gear coming up in a little bit as well. So lots going on as we hang out at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Maybe you're in the area. You can swing by. Come say hi. Come see the show live in person.
Things did get rocky then because Aaron moved and it literally shook. And
yeah, the boat is moving. Aaron is shooting a little video for us.
But loaded show today. I got some questions for Frank that I'm curious about. And I saw Christopher Palmer put something in the chat before too that was like, how much of this, you know, all these rumors are actually real? I would say probably none of them. Like, we'll get one, right? Like, but they're not going to get all these guys. And I'm curious to ask Frank, like, Oilers are in on all these guys, but the name seems to be falling off. A lot of lists are a little bit lower. You know what I mean? So hopefully Frank has the answers.
Yeah. Live in person, you say, says Lance. Mm-hmm. Tyler Mulick. Why did Philly waive Cal Peterson? I just saw that come across my phone here. The Flyers putting Peterson on waivers. I think it would be because they stink, but Mulick brings up a good point. Now they only have one goalie on their active roster. I believe it's just Sam Ersson. So I mean, looking at who they have in the minors, they have, is Fedotov still? No, he's on a loan.
What about Sandstrom?
Yeah, they could be calling back up Felix Sandstrom just to make some starts.
Yeah.
That's probably the most likely outcome.
Yeah, I know what everyone's thinking there. Jack Campbell.
That's what Mulick just commented.
Oh, did he?
Aiden just said it too.
I don't know. I just really don't see that. Like, I mean, hopefully, you know, like that would help. But then, like, if you're moving him, I don't see how a first round pick is in that deal. Like, what assets are you doing? And then also, how much does that affect the rest of your trades? You know, like, your speculation today on Buchnevich from your show this morning with Frank, right?
Yeah.
Like, how do you get him if you move assets for Campbell? There's a lot of layers to it.
Well, yeah, like, that's an interesting thing, and maybe we can flip the order of the show a little bit here. Do you want to talk about Buchnevich right up the top? Like, it ties everything in. He's in town right now. We're gonna have Frank on. Frank named him as a potential fit for the Edmonton Oilers, and we'll get Frank's full take on that in a little bit. But you're sure, let's get right into our Service Credit Union mock trade for the day. The trade is fake, but the money you can win with service in the Big Share contest is real. It's back for a sixth year, and it's your chance to win $1 million just by saving money. Anyone can enter by becoming a member and saving with service. Every $500 you save gets you 5 entries into the Service Big Share contest. You can even transfer your existing savings to service for a chance to win that cool $1 million prize. Contest ends April 30th, 2024. Skill test required for rules. Go to service.ca/win. Liam Buchnevich as a potential target. Here are the pros and cons to this whole thing. Not even like, adding Buchnevich is nothing but a pro. He is a damn good player, point per game guy, 30 to 35 goals on a St. Louis Blues team where his supporting cast is good but not great. You throw that guy into the Oilers top six, I don't care if it's with Connor, I don't care if it's with Leon. To an extent, he could probably almost drive his own line on the second line, but he would be a 35 goal guy in this lineup.
And another layer outside of his score, and he makes the Oilers tougher to play against from a physical standpoint too, right? Like, just bolstering the size and in the forward group. And like you said, like, I just don't see how adding that guy is a negative from a play perspective.
Yeah. So the cons to this whole idea and what's maybe working against you in this deal is the $5.8 million cap hit. If he was a rental, very easy. St. Louis, you're going to keep half. Boom. We're going to give you the picks. All right. Deal's done. Pavel Buchnevich comes with some term. He's got one more year left on that deal at $5.8 million. I think you might have a tough time. Like, I can't see St. Louis being willing to keep half of this thing.
No, I can't. That's a lot for them. I think they have very little protection space, right? And if you look at their blue line, too, they want to move one of those guys and protect there and retain there. Sorry.
Yeah, like, they're like Buchnevich. And again, when you think about it, it's like, okay, just get St. Louis to retain, and that's good. There's going to be a market for this player. There are going to be lots of teams interested in acquiring Pavel Buchnevich. And the Blues can probably find a taker that doesn't need retained money, which means if you're going to go through Edmonton and you're going to keep money for the Edmonton Oilers, you're going to have to pay a significant price for that. This isn't, you know, a third round pick to keep a couple million bucks of the final few months of his deal. There's term on this thing. And I know they haven't used any of the retained salary spots yet. So maybe they would be open to it. But the point is, I think the Oilers will have to pay significantly more. And, you know, we've talked about this, where if you give up a first and Broberg for someone to take Campbell off your hands and take that full contract, it's going to cost you a lot. I don't think you can scoff at the idea of it being a first and Broberg. Then what assets do you have left to go get Buchnevich, right? And Frank said today, it's probably two premium kind of A plus level assets to get this guy out of there. So if St. Louis would be willing to keep, let's drum up a mock trade here, Liam. Let's say St. Louis keeps exactly 2 mil of it. So Buchnevich is now a $3.8 million player.
3.8, sorry, you said?
Yeah, 3.8. Okay. At that point, let's say you waived Matthias Janmark and swapped him in, you're actually getting somewhat close to this thing working. And another component of this would probably be finding a way to flip CC for someone cheaper than CC. Whether it's CC for Tanev, 50% retained, but again, then cost you a first round pick probably, or CC for a guy like Carrier, again, costing you some picks at some point.
Or is it like a John Merrill?
And that's saving you a couple mil. Yeah, maybe
like a mil and a bit.
But the point is, I think St. Louis has to keep, let's say, $2 million of this deal. All right. So what's the mock trade?
Well, two first, right?
And then something for the retention.
So are you thinking a player or a pick? Because you can probably do a pick.
I think if they're getting two first, they'd probably want prospect.
Yeah, they probably want to know. But I'm just looking here, actually. St. Louis do not have a lot of draft picks outside of their own. They have a second round pick this year from Toronto and a third round pick this year from the Rangers. But outside of that, they don't have any other picks. Oh, sorry, and a seventh round pick from the Islanders. So maybe they are willing to actually take on some picks and bolster up their farm system a little bit by picking players that they actually want and not labeling him as damaged goods or go by any means, but a guy who's not doing as well as he should be. You know what I mean?
Okay, so let's do this. Yes or no in the chat. Buchnevich at $2 million retained for two first-round picks and Xavier Borgo. Do you do it?
Two first-round picks and Xavier Borgo for Buchnevich, $2 million retained.
Yeah. And let's say there's a back pocket deal that's CC and a second for Carrier.
Well, yeah.
And now your money's going to work.
And I'm sure, I think the Oilers are just going to try and make a Puljujärvi kind of deal in a way too. Last season, where they just get rid of the cap, I think CC holds a bit more value than that. I wonder if to make that even more worth it for the Oilers to give up those three big assets, they find another team to take like 900 grand,
and you give them like a and third round pick for it,
whatever it may be, fourth round pick, but just that middle round pick, and just say, hey, like, here you go. I think like the Oilers need this guy. Borgo, like, when is he going to help you? Those two first-round picks, we talked about it on O&R yesterday. When was the last time the Oilers drafted super well in the first round and they helped, right?
So yeah.
I think it's an interesting one. I think I would do it, but I would look desperately to get that extra salary retained.
Jay just showed up. We're going to get him into the mix here. He's going to make his way on the boat. You have to take your shoes off when you come onto the boat, Jay. There are rules on these boats.
Yeah.
AB, do we have like a slate or something to flash up? Because this is actually, you know what? I like this. I like just watching Jay having to make his way onto the boat. Look at that. Look at that. Welcome aboard. You want to put on the Power Sports and Marine hat?
There you go.
Are you really going to, you know what, Jay? I'm just going to be honest with you. That's not the most flattering. You just sit down here. Yeah, there you go.
I'm on a boat.
All right. We also might need to like fix our camera and stuff here because Jay's head's getting chopped off. He's sitting at a higher angle. Oh, you want to sit way down there.
Okay.
You know, when I'm on a boat, I kind of like to sit low like this. You get the good back support.
Yeah.
And safety.
But even though that is a chair and a half right there.
Can you imagine this sitting on this bad boy as you're ripping through a lake?
I'm catching a big Wally sitting in that chair. I'll tell you that for free.
Jay, two first round picks, Xavier Borgo for Pavel Buchnevich. $2 million retained. Yes or no?
Two first round picks?
Jay.
Frank already been on or is he coming on?
He's coming on right away.
Two first round. No. 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 No.
Why not?
That is way too much, man. We need to use two firsts and we need to get two players in return.
What if Oscar Sundqvist was in the deal?
But now we're playing. There's no the money's.
The money.
Does Buchnevis have another year in his deal?
Yeah, that's why you're paying a lot.
Yeah,
the money could definitely work.
If Sundqvist comes in, then I would debate it.
He's only 900K.
I thought he was 1.9.
No, he's 900. So you literally just send down.
Oh yeah, you're right. Sorry, he's 775. So I'm in on that. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, we need two bodies in the raw to come join our roster if we're giving up two firsts.
I bet they would.
Sundqvist can't win draws.
No, he can't. But you could put him on the wing. He's a right winger.
Have him play his offside. Yeah,
he's
you know?
A right shot. It's not the worst idea.
What was the Ryan O'Reilly trade? Did they trade two first-round picks in that deal?
No, it was like a first, second, third, fourth, and they got O'Reilly and Achari.
I feel like this is really weird, isn't it? Does it look weird?
Yeah.
Or am I weird for saying it's weird?
I mean, we're on a boat, so everything's naturally kind of weird.
Okay. Let's roll. Okay. Do I look okay, everyone?
So that was our Service Credit Union mock trade for the day. I want to get to some of your takes over in the Charm Diamond YouTube chat. Charm Diamond Center is proudly Canadian-owned and operated, more than 85 locations across the country, and you can get a custom ring built and delivered in less than 4 weeks with the Charm Masterpiece Program. They have an unbeatable pricing policy. Giddy up. You know what? Everyone is saying in the chat, Jay, that you look great and they like this angle. So
all right. I'm comfortable, so I'll stay here forever.
Troy says not even close in terms of the two first round picks.
Think about who else you can go get.
But is he saying not even close to acquire Buchnevis?
No, he's saying like he wouldn't do the deal for the Oilers.
But who else can you get?
I know.
I think two first-round picks is steep. Don't get me wrong. You're giving up three assets.
I like this point here from Trevor. He says a rental costs you a first every year for quality. Two firsts for Buch solves this same problem for us next year. And I think that's an interesting angle to it. Is like, and that's, Liam, we kind of had this exact conversation the other day as well, where it's like, if you're going to go the route of giving up another both your first-round picks, you better be sitting here next trade deadline going, okay, we don't have our first to use it this year at the deadline, but we got this guy already on our lineup. You have to have that. It's a prerequisite.
Yeah, and he makes you better in so many ways, and I think that's the way I'm looking at it. Is
he consistent?
Yeah, 20-game guy.
Pretty good. I think how many goals did he have last season?
I know this year he's on pace for like just north of 35 or right around, or no, sorry, just north of 30 this year. Last year, he scored 26 in 63 games. Right. Year before that, 30 in 73. Year before that, 20 in 54. Like, he's a 30-goal guy year in, year out.
What was the thing you said the other day when we played St. Louis through? They average around 20 shots a game? Or they have been? Something like that, right?
He's not exactly on a...
And that's what I mean. Offense. He's not an offensive juggernaut team, and he's been able to perform this way.
But this is... Did he start in Tampa?
He started in Rangers.
He started with the Rangers, okay. The Rangers are willing to move on from him. I don't know. Is there like, does he have consistency issues? Is he a gamer? Help me understand this guy. Tell me why we should do this.
He's a big body.
Yeah, but does he use it?
From like the dirty areas.
Okay, I like that.
And he would fit very well on the top six. I think it would allow him to, if he really wanted to, even play Drysdale and McDavid together longer periods. He's more consistent than Evander Kane.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're giving up a lot to get this guy, but I think he'd be good. Another name that's coming up here, Jaron's been bringing him up a bunch of times here in the Charm Diamond Center's YouTube chat, and it's Frank Vetrano. I know Jim Matheson brought up his name. He's 29 years old. He's got one more year at $3.65 million. So I think with Vetrano, that's a guy I look at and go, are there consistency issues there? And does that scare you off a little bit? But if Buchnevich is costing you two firsts, and let's just follow our line of thinking here, two firsts and Borgo to get him. Vetrano, cheaper, 3.6, comes with that extra year of term. Does he maybe only cost you one first rounder?
And then you can get Dowd.
And then maybe you have the money to get a guy like Nick Dowd.
I think if I'm going to Anaheim, I'm going to get Henrik and Carrick.
Over Vetrano.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to cost you more to make the money work, though.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, you're going to have to include... You're giving up a first still.
Yeah.
You're going to have to find a third-party team to take some of Henrik.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to pay the Ducks a bit to take some of Henrik.
Didn't so it's going to cost you more. It was like a first, second, and like a fourth.
What if you met in the middle? What if you did Carrick and Vetrano?
I think Henrique is more valuable than what Vatrano would be.
But Vatrano comes with a second year.
Yeah, and that's fair too. I don't know. I like the idea of adding a third line center and a fourth line center from Anaheim with those two specifically.
Yeah. Anyways, that's our trade talk for the day. We'll probably get into things a little bit more with Frank.
For now, yeah. There's no such thing. We're in the silly season. It's too much trade talk.
It's all trade talk. Let's talk a bit about this matchup tonight. Pavel Buchnevich and the St. Louis Blues are in town to take on the Oilers. Let's get to our game notes brought to you by Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. Liam, you're a Sherwood Park guy. Is there a Wendy's somewhere around here?
There is, just on Baseline Road.
Oh, just a little bit that way, right?
Just that way up the road, right by me.
Okay. I like that. That is good news. I think I got my lunch plans all sorted out. I'm going to download the Wendy's app. If you haven't done so yet, you can do it today. Pick up 150 bonus rewards points. And you can also head to dailyfaceoffsurvivor.com. Did you survive yesterday?
Let me check.
Did we ride together? I did Heeshire assist, and he had like a four-point game. Or Heeshire.
Oh, yeah. I'm in play.
In play.
I'm alive.
You're alive, too?
I am not alive.
Oh, you're done?
Oh, yeah. I did do Heeshire point.
Yeah. So we'll give our picks for that. Today's a quiet day in the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor game. But tonight, Edmonton taking on St. Louis. St. Louis was in action last night. They were out in Winnipeg to take on the Jets. They fell in that game 4-2 to Winnipeg. Sean Monahan, red hot for the Winnipeg Jets. 6 goals in his last 5 games.
Not bad. Not bad. Good fit. Good fit.
Worth the first round pick.
Blues coming off moment. A loss there. They've had a real up and down season so far, but they're still kind of lingering around in that playoff picture. It is worth noting they are 13-15-1 on the road so far this year. So they've lost more than they've won when they've been out of St. Louis. Edmonton's home record continues to climb in a positive direction after that win over the LA Kings. They are 18-8-2. At Rogers Place so far this season. The Oilers, again, in that win against LA, it was a lot of the usual suspects. It was Connor McDavid picking up another handful of assists. He's now on pace for 107 assists this year. How does that even happen?
There's only insane. Two and of the 20 players, goals,
right? Who have done that?
Yeah. So Lemieux, you have written in the notes here, Lemieux had 114. Gretzky's done this 10 times.
Oh, yeah.
Gretzky did it 10 times. And the other two times, he didn't get 107. He had 102 and 101.
Damn.
So, not bad.
But Connor McDavid on pace to have one of the best seasons in league history from an assist perspective. Evan Bouchard is on pace for 20 goals. That is also going to be something, if it happens, that has only been done a handful of times in Oilers history. Coffee did it 5 times. Sheldon Surrey. Charlie Huddy was the third.
Ooh, shout out Charlie Huddy.
Charlie Huddy, sneaky 20 goal year.
Sneaky 20 for Charlie Huddy.
But Evan Bouchard's shot last game to give them the lead in the third period was absolutely unbelievable.
It was very nice.
Yeah, that was from the point, like literally from the blue line. I think he hit that puck as it was touching blue and then seeing eye, bang, bar down. Great screen by Zach Hyman in front. When you compare these two teams straight up once again, they're I shouldn't even say close in the standings because Edmonton's 8 points up with 2 games in hand on the Blues. But the Blues are sniffing around a playoff spot. Each of these teams have 7 players with 10-plus goals on the year. The Oilers, though, have 4 20-goal scorers already this year. McDavid, Hyman, Kane, and Dreisaitl. The Blues only have 1 guy with 20-plus goals this year. It is obviously Pavel Buchnevich. Jordan Binnington expected to get the start tonight. Joel Hofer is a Winnipeg guy, so they started him in part 1 of their back-to-backs.
Respect.
And then Binnington.
Let's piss off Binnington tonight.
Well, remember last time he played the Oilers, stopped 35-38 so and good. Was lights early on in that hockey game. So that's a little concerning.
He robbed Hyman on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was a game changer. If Edmonton
Let's Murray, just I know rattle they fell him. Apart in the second. Have but, Kane and Perry yeah. just drive him crazy.
Yeah, you got to get in his crease.
Like get him ejected.
Perry slash Gibson. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't a penalty and it was good. Do that the Binnington tonight.
Oh, that was great.
That was awesome.
That's just veteran
Binnington
veteran rat work.
If Perry did that
too. Oh yeah. And we score.
Jordan Binnington career 898 save percentage against the Edmonton Oilers here. You can get a look at the head to heads between Stuart Skinner and Jordan Binnington, the expected starters for this evening. They've each played 41 games. Skinner slightly better goals against average. Binnington slightly better save percentage as well. There you go. Skinner versus Binnington, Oilers versus Blues. Chris Knobloch saying earlier today, expected to be the exact same lineup for the Edmonton Oilers tonight as well. All right. Those are your game notes brought to you by Wendy's in the Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. It's a Sherwood Ford Giant Game Day edition of the show. We are out at the all-new Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Jay, what did you think driving up to the building?
Well, A, the building is beautiful, and B, I was late because I completely spaced. I am life without Ronnie at the moment, and so I am disorganized. But the good news, and just another testament to this great establishment here, is that it only took me like 16 minutes to drive here.
From Riverdale, yeah.
From Riverdale. So it's conveniently located, and it's in a beautiful facility, and they've got some amazing boats. I am in the Camus something something boat. I don't know what the model is.
DV22.
The DV22. Yeah, sorry. Oh, I should. You know what? I could have. I should have read that right there.
Yeah.
I know Camus is a brand. I also know it's one of my favorite wine brands. A little pricey, but it's very delicious.
But wine?
I don't know if it's connected.
Oh,
it could be.
We'll find out.
If this is the Camus of boats, then this thing, well, it already is a treat. I'm sitting on the ground, and it's so comfy.
All right. We do need to get out to our star mechanical guest line, Edmonton's number one plumbing and heating company, and it's been that way for 20 plus years. Let's bring in our Daily Faceoff insider, Frank Saravalli. Frank, your thoughts on our boat?
It looks good. I would love to get a boat. I've been hankering to get a boat. I'd love to be on the water. Just haven't found one, haven't found the time. So maybe I got to come up there and haul one back to the East Coast.
That would be a trip. That would be an absolute trip.
You know what? You know what you should do, Frank? You should get one of these side-by-sides, and we'll drive it to Philly together.
I actually think
that would be fun.
Cooler than
I know.
The boats, if I'm being honest.
They look really like cool. These. I just want to get one as an everyday vehicle, to be honest.
I really want a tri-toon. So the pontoon, but with three of those things in the middle. Okay. That's like my end goal, my life goal, is to get a tri-toon.
That thing must be huge if it's got the third tune.
Yeah, it just basically makes it super comfortable to ride in. Like, it's a party boat, and that's what you're into.
And they got big motors on them, too, so you can tow the kids tubing with those things.
Oh, yeah.
Nowadays, yep.
All right, let's shelve the boat talk for a little bit and get into the trade talk. Frank, I know you were on with our friend Bob Stauffer the other day, and you guys were talking about how maybe the Oilers' deadline plans have changed a little bit as of late. I don't remember the direct quote, but how do you think maybe they've changed?
I think our guys are frozen there at Sherwood Power and Marine. Maybe I can just talk for a second there. I don't know who's producing, but just to kind of get what Tyler was going after in terms of the Oilers' deadline plans and how they might have changed. The answer, or the short answer, is I don't know that they've changed, but maybe the best way for me to describe what the Oilers are thinking about when it comes to the deadline is they're involved in a bunch of different discussions and different price points and different targets. And I don't think they've settled in just yet on exactly how they're going to attack this. I don't think they've decided yet whether it's going to be positionally, whether they're going to go after that top six forward that they were thinking about to really balance out the two lines, whether they're going to go after the third line center position, or perhaps you could do both of those things at once in a package deal. And then what to make of the Oilers and their situation on defense. Like, I think the defense is pretty solid as constituted right now. But when I look at the Oilers and their overall depth, I would like to see just one more pure defender, true defense-first defenseman that I think would make a lot of sense. And so I think the next question, when you consider all those things that I just laid out, is do the Oilers need a little bit of help when it comes to the goaltending situation? And maybe that's something that really wasn't on anyone's radar as recently as a few weeks ago, because Stuart Skinner has been different since the All-Star break. The Oilers' goaltending as a whole has been different. I also think it's fair to ask the question is, has the team defensively in front of them, have they reverted back to some of the things that we saw earlier this season that ended up costing the coach's job? And so that's really where we're at in terms of breaking down the Oilers' deadline. I'm just going to continue to rag the puck here while these guys are trying to get their internet situation sorted out. The other part of this is assets. The Oilers have them. They know that doing nothing is not an option. And so that's certainly something that as they're trying to disperse what they're going to do here, they want to make sure that they get the best bang for their buck. And so that's the other part of this in monitoring the market is understanding market prices, evaluating needs as they come up, and then trying to come up and formulate the best plan possible. I think the fact that we are February 28th now, 9 days away from the deadline, and we're looking at 26 days since the last trade was made. In some ways, I think that's actually been really beneficial to the Oilers here as they're trying to sort all this out. And that's really the spot that they're in right now in trying to get to that point. So these guys are working on getting their internet back. Thanks for hanging with us here on Oilers Nation every day. Those guys are out in the field, quite literally on a boat. And yeah, sometimes some of these technical glitches happen. I'd be really curious to see what the Oilers fan base in general thinks about the goaltending situation. Cause I'm with a lot of the fan base that has said, hey, Stuart Skinner's the guy. He might have been overworked here of late, but really we're in a spot where of all the other needs that this team might have, goaltending isn't one of them. Cal Pickard's played well enough. You've always got Jack Campbell that you could turn to break glass in case of emergency. And given the asset supply, they'd rather see the Oilers tackle some other things in a different order. So, yeah, it's a really fascinating scenario that comes up with the Oilers and the deadline. And I really couldn't pinpoint right now if you were looking at this scenario and to say, you know, Frank, we're 9 days away from the deadline. Give me one position that you absolutely know that the Oilers would fill. I really don't know if I could answer the question. And so I've just talked endlessly here for the last few minutes by myself, absolutely ragging the puck. Glad to see you guys, teammates in play to come help me out.
Oh man, Frank. And if people wouldn't know the behind the scenes of what just happened as well. So the internet here just completely shut off, which will happen. I mean, that's whatever. But our guy, Pat Puff, sitting at home watching the show, saw it, immediately signed into his producer sign in, and then took over producing the show as well. So a great team effort from you, Frank, for running around that whole time. We didn't hear anything. Did you just talk Oilers for like 4 minutes?
I did. I actually just kind of completely outlined some of my thoughts for the deadline, where the Oilers are at right now, kind of how they haven't narrowed down on any one specific position. And then I also raised the question toward the end of the goaltending. And that was kind of one thing that no one really saw 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago as a need for this team. That, look, I just think it's fair to ask the question right now, how comfortable does everyone feel?
Yeah, I think that's fair too. We started the show talking about Pavel Buchnevich. Hot story, obviously, because he's in town tonight with the Blues. What's the cost there? Like we were saying, you know, two firsts and Borgo, is that enough to get you Buchnevich? Is it going to be two or three assets to get him?
Yeah, I think it's going to be two first-round picks plus a prospect. I don't know kind of what level the Blues are thinking. It's with two first-round picks, it probably can't be a grade A, but Borgo doesn't grade out right now to be a grade A. That seems like a pretty fair price to me. The next part is, what would the Blues take back in order to make the money work?
Pun intended, that's a boatload.
Ooh, well, yeah. But here's the thing. Tyler and I have had this conversation on Daily Faceoff Live. Pavel Buchnevich is maybe the most unheralded point-per-game player in the league. 192 games in St. Louis, 190 points. Plus, you get him next year at a very Zach Hyman-like $5.8 million. You know Ken Holland and Doug Armstrong are super tight, and perhaps maybe there's a way to make some magic here.
When we were talking about this, someone in the chat now, I'm quickly forgetting their name, but they were like, hey, if you like Buchnevich at 5.8, then wouldn't you love Frank Vatrano at 3.6? Is that a guy who could maybe find the market in Anaheim?
So my intel is that the Ducks are not really interested in trading him. They'd be in a spot where they trade Frank Vatrano, and I know that they're not close to competing, but then this summer they're out going to find the next Frank Vatrano. And so they're listening because, look, Pat Verbeek has to listen. He's in a position where, again, this team's not anywhere close and they need to make the best deals possible. One of the teams that's been really active on the Vetrano front has been the New York Rangers. They'd love to get him back, and he actually played really well for them in the playoffs before he ended up bolting as a free agent. But I don't see Edmonton as being one of those destinations. Maybe that's just me.
Liam, you got anything?
Obviously, defenseman is probably still a need for this team as well. And we've spoken to you about Chris Tanev in the past, but it seems like the Oilers are kind of falling down that list a little bit as the weeks get closer to the deadline. Is that fair to say?
Falling down the list in what way? Like, I agree with kind of your thought process, meaning like he doesn't seem as top of mind for the Oilers, but I'll tell you that they've still kept tabs on what the cost is because they're also monitoring the market in general. I don't want to say they're trying to make sure that he doesn't go to a team that they might have to compete against, but they want to understand like, hey, if Chris Tanev is going for X, is this a price that we'd be willing to pay? And could we potentially just get him for ourselves?
Interesting. Last one, I guess, before we let you go, because I mean, I think you've spilled the entire Oilers notebook while we were trying to sort out our Wi-Fi. But do you have any indication on when the market might pick up, Frank? Is it going to be later this week? Is it going to be, you know, sitting this quiet until next Wednesday when we're 48 hours out? Do you have any read on it?
I talked to three GMs this morning in the hour before we did our live show, and all of them were saying, hey, we're making a ton of calls, but we're not getting anything done. A lot of it's checking market prices. A lot of it is trying to make something happen with very little assets. And the other part is it's really still there's going to be 40 names or 45 names on my trade targets board that comes out tomorrow. And really outside of, I don't know, five of them, four of them. I think the big question is how big of an impact will these guys have on a team's chances to win the Stanley Cup? Reminder, it's not always the biggest name, the splashiest name that leads you to Lord Stanley. But I think, you know, still there's a lot of teams that are really uncertain about a tepid market.
Yeah, I think that's fair. Well, Frank, you did a lot of heavy lifting. Doug Waite is in and says, Frank is a total beauty and you saved our bacon today, Frank. So thanks for doing this.
Just ragging the puck. I mean, I wish I could do that in pond hockey because I just seem to get it off my stick as fast as I can. Remember that time I fired it into a snowbank?
That's a top five Jasper memory is when you turned around in like your first game, bow, right in the snowbank.
Well, we got next year to play for too. So,
yeah. Yep. Yeah, thanks, Frank.
See you guys.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There you go. Frank Cervalli, Daily Faceoff Insider, and a guy.
What a pro.
I mean, that
what a
thing.
Pro. I would have been losing my mind, freaking out, being like, I got to carry the mail here.
I can't wait to go back and watch our own show.
Didn't even skip a beat and shadow Pat Puff or just paint it like, well, just watching and just jumping to action.
Yeah.
What a team.
When I saw him calling me, I was like, I wonder if he's watching the show right now. And he's like, okay, I got Frank up in the one box. Do you want me to put up a slate? And it's like, holy crap, you're producing. What is going on? But we're back. The internet's back to 100%. So we should be good for the rest of the show here. It is a Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show. All brought to you by Sherwood Ford the Giant. And of course, this bad boy here at Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. All the quality, all the perks you get of making Sherwood Ford the Giant your next spot for your next car. You get that with Sherwood Power Sports and Marine as well. The test pool in the back. If you need to bring your boat in for servicing, they'll dock and undock it for you. Like the services, the list, it goes on and on here at this brand new, beautiful facility. We had two people walk in a couple of minutes ago, and that was the first thing they walked in. They're like, whoa, it's beautiful in here. And it really is. So
I really want a side-by-side. These things look so cool.
Just cruise it around the city.
If they're street legal, well, I'll make mine.
Yeah.
Somehow.
All right, let's get to, speaking of that, let's get to our keys to victory for tonight for Sherwood Power Sports and Marine. Gentlemen, what are we thinking here? Oilers coming off a win over the LA Kings where, I mean, early on in that game, I know Bruce Kerlaw kind of pushed back on this. He was like, it wasn't like a sloppy game. The Oilers didn't sleepwalk their way into it. He said they were committed to playing low event hockey. And I get that to an extent. I just still am looking at a team that's struggling to manage the puck. It's a lot of unnecessary turnovers, plays where when you watch them the first time, you're like, okay, you're just getting yourself out of trouble. But then it's like, well, no, why are you just always trying to just get yourself out of trouble and flip it back to the other team or dump it in and no one's going into chase, not waiting that extra second for maybe a guy to hit the line with speed. Like there's just these little things in the Oilers game that seem off right now. And I guess my key to victory would be clean it up a little bit. Like you played good. I'm giving them credit for that win over the LA Kings. But that wasn't a perfect win. That wasn't one where you walked out of Rogers Place going, whew, oil are looking like a wagon once again. I want one of those performances tonight.
Yeah, I think what made it even more alarming the way they started the last game too is, remember that report from, I think it was Rashog, and take for what it is, but it was like they were very sloppy in the morning skate too, and it seemed to bled into the game. But they got gradually better and came away with the win, so that's the most important thing. I think tonight, for me, when we go back and look at that St. Louis game, they scored 6 goals. Only one of them was not from like within the blue paint, pretty much.
Yeah, you're right. St. Louis got to the interior very well.
I want to see the Oilers protect the net well tonight because I think that's the way St. Louis wants the game to go. And if you're going to, in a way, mold your game to what the Kings wanted to do, where they play like low event hockey, right, at the start of the game, you need to do that now to St. Louis, where don't allow them to go to the front of the net. Use your bodies. That blue line's big. Mm-hmm. They should be able to bully some guys in front. So commit to playing hard in front of your own net.
I think it's a good one, Jay.
Liam, I absolutely love that. So then I'm just going to go with a fun random one. After Frank's kind of, well, for me, I was learning more about Pavel Buchnevich. I think our key to victory is to shut him down tonight.
Yes.
Keep him quiet.
Knock down his trade value a bit.
Or get him to come onto our bench. I think I'm now sold. I am now I've been preached and I'm now the converted.
You're in. You'd give up that
power. I'm in if you can squeeze in Sundqvist.
Well, and it when you hear Frank say Zach Hyman-esque cap, and it's like, ooh,
we could have I know what well, the minute that's the city. He knew what buttons to push to get me excited, and also like the low key point per game player. I'm like, oh my god, okay, like this is exactly what we need.
Because when you bring a low key point per game player into the Oilers lineup, I think
he's a multi point game.
I think he's all of a sudden a low key 100 point player. Being honest.
Well, yeah, we can do it to Nuge. We can do it for Hyman. Like, what can we do with Buchnevich? I'm in. Let's go. First, Borgo. Bye.
Canadian Connor is in and says, key to victory is to play a solid first period. Dackie says, I'm with Jay on Buchnevich. I like the term. 100%. Anna said, Hyman 2.0. I mean, he's bigger, too, which is another thing. Like, he can just be a real pain in the ass.
And you say he goes to the net. He goes to the hard areas.
Yeah.
If you go back to the goals, they're basically just like all in the same area.
It's kind of
they're
Hyman goals. Yeah.
But he's is he fast?
More score and touch to him.
Is he fast?
I think he's fine.
I don't think his speed is an issue that way.
Okay.
Dackie says Toffoli is a name I still want. We've been hearing that New Jersey's trying to extend him though, so I'm not sure.
I'm also hearing that he might be available.
Really?
But, you know, I find anything I want to find on the internet. So
Adarath says Stars seem to be front runners for Tanev, but still not willing to give a first. Can I give you my sneaky fit for Chris Tanev?
Ottawa.
Yes. The Winnipeg Jets.
Oh.
They have a second round pick, but it's Montreal's second round pick. So here's my prediction. I shared this with Frank on DFO Live today. what I think will end up happening is Edmonton, Dallas, all these contenders will be like, no, we're giving you a second for Chris Tanev, and that's it. And Winnipeg will sit there and go, we'll give you Montreal second. And it's going to be 38th overall instead of 49th overall.
A second and a third.
I mean, I would up the offer from just a second, absolutely, if I was the Edmonton Oilers. I'm just not sure if
Calgary but even Winnipeg could do that.
Yeah, Winnipeg.
Because it is a, it's a, you know, poor man's first round.
Yeah.
Didn't his brother play in Winnipeg?
Yeah,
he did. So there's a connection there.
So I wonder if he could be like, it's not as bad as it seems.
Yeah, maybe they think they could re-sign him. Yeah.
Well, but also Winnipeg. Well, hey, does he have a say in the matter? Does he have a no move?
No, I don't think so.
Well, then that's irrelevant. But Winnipeg's also a good squad. So
yeah, very good.
I'd hate if Winnipeg got him. I'd hate if Vancouver got him, and I'd hate if Dallas got him. So we should get him so they can't.
Another flame.
Well, they were trying to get him as part of the Lindholm deal.
Yeah.
Imagine what that trade would look like. Kind of and Lindholm.
But it might have.
It's already so big.
Might have just been as simple as adding in a second round pick.
Yeah, I suppose, and probably like another, maybe like a B minus C plus prospect.
Yeah. Man, if we can get Buchnevich, Tanev, Sundqvist. That'd be amazing.
That'd be an A-plus deadline.
Or if there's a way to somehow get Buchnevich and Dowd. Because if...
Yeah.
Probably not Antana if you're out of assets at that point.
One thing I think McLeod. That hasn't been spoken about much coming into the deadline, this is like a small thing, but the Oilers probably do want to get bigger on the fourth line too. Like Derek Ryan, Connor Brown, and whoever else it may be, on exactly striking fear, right?
Well, yeah, you want like Garnet Hathaway type guys, right? Energy grinder, checker guys, yeah. Right? We just have like smart kind of, you know, Brown, like he grinds, but yeah. He's tiny. Derek Ryan's just smart. But like, yeah, you don't feel our fourth line.
And you look at a team like the New York Rangers, who have that Rempe kid who's 6'8". The other guy they have, the Swedish guy, I don't know his name, is 6'7", and then Gaudreau's 6'2", 320.
Yeah, like you want your fourth line is supposed to wear down the other team, and we haven't had one like that in a while.
Correct. All right, this is your projected lineup for tonight, AB. From flash that up, Chris Knobloch going with the exact same group that beat the LA Kings on Monday, so no real surprises. There, expected to be Derek Ryan swapping in for Sam Gagne on that fourth line, even though Derek Ryan missed the skate the other day. Sounds like he is back at 100% and ready to roll. It is Wednesday, which means it is your chance to win $25 courtesy of our friends at Nation Gear. That was loud. $25 from our friends at Nation Gear with Liam's game. If you have not played,
I get to play Liam's game again. I'm very bad at this.
Here's how it works. We got two mystery players from Liam. He gives you the clues. If you get the first, if you're the first person to get the easy one, which is the first name, you're entered into the draw. If you're one of the first three people to get the difficult name, you're also entered into the draw. And then we spin the prize wheel, and one of those four people gets $25 to Nation Gear.
Is there always a connection to the team that we're playing?
Well, we've actually only ever done this twice, and the first time was last week, and this time is this week. So yes, these players have played for Edmonton and St. Louis.
Okay. All right. I've got some predetermined answers.
Me too.
Case. Which is just going to totally jade my thought process.
My easy one is now my hard one.
Oh.
You're okay, wait.
So what? Now your hard one is the easy one?
I think they're both not that difficult. But I think the hard one is maybe a little bit easier than I thought it might be.
Okay. So let's start with the easy one, Liam. Flash it up.
So the hard one is... the easy one. The easy one. I played less than 100 games in the NHL. I played for three NHL teams. I still play in Europe. I am a former second-round pick. I am from Calgary.
And he played for both teams?
Yeah, he played for both teams.
I am from Calgary. Sorry.
I'm actually surprised this one is taking as long as it is. You only played for three teams, and one of them was Edmonton.
And he is 2000 Rangers. On, right? That's
Yeah, that's the rule.
And he went. So Neil Yakupov?
No, City.
He's not from Calgary?
I thought you were trying to throw us a Jeff Witka one, but he never actually played for the Oilers.
And when Witka's from Vermilion, I thought about him.
So he got it.
I can't think of it.
Do you want one other clue?
Sure.
He was Connor's perfect winger.
Oh, I know who it is now.
Ty Ratty?
It was Ty Ratty.
Who got it in the chat first?
It was, if I'm not mistaken, JBD.
JBD.
Well done.
Ty Ratty was the easy one. That's a good point.
Oh, I, you I know what? That was easier. Damn it. He's actually from Airdrie, I think. So that's why he threw me off.
Oh, yeah. That's why I did that wrong.
Sorry, I should have said the Greater Calgary area.
Well, if he was at Airdrie, I probably would have got it. There's only one guy to come out of there. Just kidding. There's probably tons.
JBD had the easy one. Let's get to the hard one now.
Okay, the hard one.
So that was originally the hard one that you made the easy one?
Yeah.
And now the easy one's the hard one?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
My NHL career started in 2001. I am a goaltender. I played over 250 games. I played for 7 different teams. I never won a Stanley Cup, but I went to the finals 3 times.
And he's a goalie.
And he's a goalie.
Edmonton and St. Louis.
Yeah. Went to the Stanley Cup final 3 times, but I never won. I think that last part's right. Definitely went 3 times.
Oh my God. I'm just trying to think of goalie connection between this is like a someone backup situation.
I haven't.
Garon?
No.
Oh man, I don't think that guy went to 3 Stanley Cup finals. Oh, he might have.
He definitely did.
Oh wow.
Which is I couldn't believe it when I did it too.
Conklin?
Well, everyone's got it in the chat.
Everyone's got it in the chat. Was it Conklin?
It was Ty Conklin.
It was Ty Conklin.
Then he went with the Oilers and then he went back-to-back years with Pittsburgh, then Detroit, and never won.
Oh, he did the flip-flop in both of them.
So he's
hit the Marian Hossa.
Yeah.
His first year was in the NHL was with Edmonton, undrafted. And then his last year in the NHL was with St. Louis.
Damn.
I'm just trying to go through here. I got so far Machine Gun Yanmark.
Yeah.
That's a great name.
Nuge Lover. And the final one was the Council.
Council? Okay. Freddie Brathwaite. That's a good guess.
Spinning the wheel. Only 6 goalies have ever played for Edmonton and St. Louis. I thought you would have got that, Tyler.
Grant Fuhr. We did it on ONR yesterday. So the goalies, Jay, can you name all 6?
Grant Fuhr.
5, because one of them, Gary Edwards, you're not getting that. Grant Fuhr.
Ty Conklin.
By the way, Nuge won a draw.
Nuge Lover, you are the winner of $25 to Nation Gear. Email me, cheat. Tyler at thenationnetwork.com.
Oh, yeah, Curtis Joseph, duh.
If you're Nuge Lover, email me, Tyler at thenationnetwork.com, and I will get you hooked up with that $25 GC. To Nation Gear, and also if you head over to Nation Gear, we got a bunch of stuff going on right now. One, you can get your Brunch for Ben tickets. That's coming up this Saturday. It is going to be a lot of fun out at Greta, an all-ages event as well, with proceeds going to the Ben Stelter Foundation. It is a 2:00 puck drop between Edmonton and Seattle. Doors open at 1:00. We'll have the arcade games fired up, food, drink specials, all that good stuff happening at Greta. Kids 12 and under get in free as well. So if you're looking to bring the family and you got some youngsters, you can bring them. We'll have some Oiler or some Edmonton youth jerseys up for grabs as well. Also, when you go to nationgear.ca, up at the top tab, there's a little button that says Robin Brownlee Auction. Excited that we're doing this. We're doing it in support of Robin Brownlee's family. It is a silent auction. We have basically a new prize or a new auction item up for grabs each of the next 4 weeks. This one right now, it is the Jasper Stay and Ski Package from our friends at Tourism Jasper. Here's what you get: a 2-night stay at the Fairmont Jasper Park Lodge and a pair of 2-day lift passes to Marmot Basin. So you're going to get to go stay for 2 nights, ski for 2 days as well. And the bid right now is at $500. This is a tremendous, tremendous, tremendous bargain right now. And it's all going to a great cause with Robin Brownlee's family. The auction ends in 3 days and you can go place your bid right on nationgear.ca. So if you're a skier, maybe you're looking to bring your significant other out for one more weekend in the Rockies, our friends at Tourism Jasper, they got you covered. And that minimum, or the next bid, it only has to be $550. That's a good deal.
It's an important cause. It's an important cause kind of to like our personal hearts, because Robin was one of the OGs, like foundational pieces of the nation. So we want to do right by him and support his family during this, you know, tough time that they're going through. And I want to shout out Tourism Jasper for stepping up and putting together, and Marmot for putting together a tremendous package like that. If you haven't stayed at the JPL, and if you haven't skied Marmot, or if you skied Marmot and never stayed at the JPL, what a great place to go ski. What a great place to stay. So support if you can.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to have another really good prize coming up in a couple of weeks. That'll be a date night with me and Jay.
Hey.
So we'll have more on that next week as well. But for now, it's that Jasper Stay and Ski Package up at nationgear.ca. Let's wrap up with our Betway Game Day betting challenge, gentlemen. You guys both hit your bets last game.
Yeah.
I had Oilers to go 32 plus shots. They finished with 31. Heartbreaker. Absolute.
What's the units at? Is the graphic even right? Like, what? Where are we?
The units are.
I hit mine just.
I'm slightly ahead.
Slightly ahead. Well, after tonight, I am going to be leaps and bounds again.
So, Jay, you're going with a Matthias Ekholm goal.
I am going with Matthias. The bearded man is due. He is due. It's coming.
Tyler, what are you going with?
I'm going with Oilers money line, Leon Draisaitl 2+ points. It's paying +162. Oilers staying supernova with that top line. So I think if they're going to win, I can see 97 and 29 having a big night. And the one with Draisaitl pays a lot better than the one with McDavid. So +162. I hit this one. I'm back to within the -5 unit range. It'd be like 5.8. So I'm really hoping for a dub tonight.
It's nice to see you got a little risky on these bets.
Yeah, you're really getting out of your comfort zone though. Here.
I'm going with a Zach Hyman point on the power play +200.
That's good.
He missed it last game, but I didn't miss two.
Just previous. One power play point.
Just one.
That's a good one.
That's a really good
one. I was debating going back to first period power play point on this one, but I feel it's at Holmes time.
There you go. That is the challenge for our friends at Betway 19 plus. Please play responsibly. Reagan is in, says, do you have picks for the Wendy's game? Today's an off day for the Wendy's Daily Faceoff Survivor Pool. So Liam and I will give our picks tomorrow.
Let's see.
On the
show. You probably don't want to listen to my pick because I just can't get out of the first few days. They have Erickson Ek twice.
Goal or no goal.
Oh, wow.
Under.
I kind of like going with his under. He hasn't scored in four straight.
So he's probably due.
I don't know where to go. It gets so much harder the week goes on, obviously. Yeah. But I rarely make it this far. So
me too.
I might go Winnipeg win. A Winnipeg at home or on the road for that one?
It's versus, so that's at home.
Then I will go Winnipeg to win against Dallas.
Oh, that's a Dallas. Man, I don't know. I think I'm going Erickson Ek under.
I'm going Erickson Ek over.
Ooh.
All right. Even though you're already eliminated and won't actually be making the pick.
I know.
Let's wrap up with the menu for our friends at DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. Why not? Tonight, it's a 6:30 start between Edmonton and St. Louis. Order in some food. You can just sit and relax until puck drop.
Why?
Yeah, you have no time to cook. It's a perfect DoorDash night.
I don't get these stop times.
What's wrong with 6:30?
Well, the other day they start at 7:30. There's nothing wrong with 6:30. But it's just weird how like these are home games and we always start at 7, but now these last
TV schedule stuff.
And then next Saturday is 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m.
I kind of like that though.
Yeah.
I like a good matinee.
That's not even matinee. That is
rise and grind.
Yeah, that is early bird breakfast.
Anyways, the menu today, pre-gaming with Boardsy is going to get going at 5:30. I'll be around for the first half of the show with my boy AB. We'll get you set for Edmonton up against St. Louis. Oh, Rusty says it's a TNT game in the States, 6:30 start. Oh, so that actually, if it's a TNT game in the States, puck might not drop till 6:50.
6:53.
Yeah. Well, this is good. I like it. National game. The more the States can see Connor, the better it is for the league.
Do we know who is on postgame tonight?
I think it might be BM.
It might be a BM day, hey? Might be AB and BM on Oilers Nation After Dark tonight as well. There's Aaron. He's sitting cross-legged in the back of the
boat.
Is that the bow?
Or is he starboard?
I don't know.
Port. And what's the back?
The bow.
I thought the back is the bow?
Yeah, I think so.
Then what is front? Back. Port?
Maybe.
Port? Port's left, starboard right?
How do you know this much, Aaron?
Front to back. So which one are we? What are the four? Port, starboard, bow, stern. I feel like the stern's the back. Mm. You're in the bow. Take a bow.
Stern. Everyone's saying the back is the stern.
There you go.
All right. Some.
You should label it.
Some boat.
Or let's just call it the back of the boat, and Aaron's in the front. And hey, that's the left, and welcome to the right.
Aaron, I'm gonna fire up my camera and give people one more view of what we've been looking at all show.
Oh,
that's just Aaron.
We have been looking at.
There you go. We've been chilling in the back of this beautiful Camus DV22. Looks beautiful. Here's a nice view of the showroom as well. Look at all those side.
Look at those side by sides. They are amazing.
And then, we're wrapping up. So there's a bunch of boats that way as well. Sherwood Power Sports and Marine
too.
What?
Like bikes, like
e-bikes.
Are those e-bikes?
Those are like heavy duty e-bikes.
Fat tire e-bikes.
Oh yeah, that's good. Those are all the rage right now.
I think that in the back there would be called a pontoon.
Oh, it's got a nice troll motor on it too. Jeez, we could just really get in the fish. Oh, that's exciting.
I think this is a pontoon boat.
I think that's a speedboat.
That is definitely not a pontoon boat, Liam. A pontoon boat, they have a bunch outside. They have none in the shore.
That's a speedboat.
You know what a pontoon boat is, right?
Yeah, they it's kind of like more flat, right?
And they got the two like little like things, and then the platform.
Yeah, that's my bad.
Jeez. Sometimes they have a slide. These are not boat guys. They have much to learn, but thankfully, thanks to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine, I this is a really good fishing boat. It's actually getting me very excited. I shouldn't be in here right now.
Waddy, so maybe bring back Frank to kill the clock. Big shout out to Frank Servalli and Pat Puff for saving our bacon when the internet gave out today. Big shout out to Sherwood Power Sports and Marine for having us here as well. It is your spot in Sherwood Park, Yamaha dealer, boat motors, everything like that. If it's Yamaha, they got you covered. I'm looking at a sweet Yamaha ATV right now as well. The Grizzly, that looks cool as hell. Anyways, it's a great spot. If you're an outdoorsman, this is going to be somewhere you want to hit up before spring rolls around. Edmonton taking on St. Louis tonight. So that's a wrap on a Sherwood Ford Giant game day edition of the show. Big shout out to everyone who tuned in. We'll be back tomorrow, Thursday, noon Mountain. Chat with you then.